Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Preparation Course by Cambridge Institute. This recording is copyrighted. This is the Cambridge Advanced English Listening Test. Test 5. Now you will hear the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Now look at part 1. You will hear 3 different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a student, Jeffrey, talking to his teacher about a recent writing assignment. Now look at questions 1 and 2. So, basically, I'm just wondering what I can do differently the next time to improve my mark. I thought I had some good ideas to start out with, but for whatever reason, even reading it over again now, I just couldn't seem to develop the proper arguments that I wanted to. Is that where I may have gone wrong?
Well, Jeffrey, let me start by saying you are a natural writer. I can tell, having read some of your work, that you may be able to get away with certain things, because they come more naturally to you than some of the other students. In this particular case, I think in a way you're right. Some of the ideas you started out with never came to fruition by the end. For the next writing assignment that I give in class, I'd like to see you outline where you want your arguments to finish. Then, based on better planning, it will be easier to begin and formulate how you want to shape the piece. I think this could also help you develop your initial ideas as well, because based on this assignment, you can strengthen them. Overall, though, you have a great base to start any writing task.
All right, well, a bit harsher than I expected.
I understand, but only because of the high expectations for you specifically.
Now you'll hear the recording again. So, basically, I'm just wondering what I can do differently the next time to improve my mark. I thought I had some good ideas to start out with, but for whatever reason, even reading it over again now, I just couldn't seem to develop the proper arguments that I wanted to. Is that where I may have gone wrong?
Well, Jeffrey, let me start by saying you are a natural writer. I can tell, having read some of your work, that you may be able to get away with certain things, because they come more naturally to you than some of the other students. In this particular case, I think in a way you're right. Some of the ideas you started out with never came to fruition by the end. For the next writing assignment that I give in class, I'd like to see you outline where you want your arguments to finish. Then, based on better planning, it will be easier to begin and formulate how you want to shape the piece. I think this could also help you develop your initial ideas as well, because based on this assignment, you can strengthen them. Overall, though, you have a great base to start any writing task.
All right, well, a bit harsher than I expected.
I understand, but only because of the high expectations for you specifically.
Extract 2. You hear a conversation on the radio about a city landmark. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So, just a quick question for you. Have you ever been by the rabbit statue downtown by the park?
To be totally honest, I have not. I think I've passed it a few times because I was in the area, but never had an up-close and personal look. The ironic thing about admitting this is that many people of our fine city have only heard of the statue. How many people do you think have actually visited it? Have you?
Well, I must say that I haven't either. Up until someone mentioned it to me the other day, I hadn't really given it that much thought. I assumed that most people had seen it, and I was an outsider. But in our online poll, We found that less than 10% of inhabitants had visited the rabbit statue. Asked why they went, most responded that they had wanted to show out-of-towners who were visiting something historical about the city.
And now an innocent question has led to a revelation that none of the natives really are familiar with our statue.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So, just a quick question for you. Have you ever been by the rabbit statue downtown by the park?
To be totally honest, I have not. I think I've passed it a few times because I was in the area, but never had an up-close and personal look. The ironic thing about admitting this is that many people of our fine city have only heard of the statue. How many people do you think have actually visited it? Have you?
Well, I must say that I haven't either. Up until someone mentioned it to me the other day, I hadn't really given it that much thought. I assumed that most people had seen it, and I was an outsider. But in our online poll, we found that less than 10% of inhabitants had visited the rabbit statue. Asked why they went, most responded that they had wanted to show out-of-towners who were visiting something historical about the city.
And now an innocent question has led to a revelation that none of the natives really are familiar with our statue.
Extract 3. You hear a reporter talking to an artist at the opening of his new gallery. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Here with Dalton Smith, a respected artist in the community and beyond. Mr. Smith, thanks for speaking with us today. What does this gallery represent in the evolution of your career?
I've been extremely blessed to have the opportunities afforded to me over my career. And this, in a way, is a thank you to all of those who have supported me along the way. I've created this gallery for the first time completely independent of other artists. That isn't to say I don't like working with others on different projects. But I wanted to make this one personal in a way some of my past projects haven't been.
Concerning the actual location of the new gallery, was that specifically chosen?
I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to have this location to be both centrally relevant to many other sites in the city and in a neighborhood known for its family-friendly activities. I wanted to create a comfortable environment for everyone, and I'm very happy with the result.
Thanks for your time.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Here with Dalton Smith, a respected artist in the community and beyond. Mr. Smith, thanks for speaking with us today. What does this gallery represent in the evolution of your career?
I've been extremely blessed to have the opportunities afforded to me over my career. And this, in a way, is a thank you to all of those who have supported me along the way. I've created this gallery for the first time completely independent of other artists. That isn't to say I don't like working with others on different projects, but I wanted to make this one personal in a way some of my past projects haven't been.
Concerning the actual location of the new gallery, was that specifically chosen?
I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to have this location to be both centrally relevant to many other sites in the city and in a neighborhood known for its family-friendly activities. I wanted to create a comfortable environment for everyone, and I'm very happy with the result.
Thanks for your time.
That's the end of part one. Now turn to part two.